my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Just getting word that TV host and personality Robin Leach has died of a stroke at 76, most remembered for hosting Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous from 1984 to 1995. The Wall Street Journal is now reporting longtime chief financial officer of the Trump Organization, Alan Weisselberg, has been subpoenaed to testify on the ongoing Michael Cohen investigation. Is he an illegal immigrant or is he not? That's what Republican U.S. Senator Ben Sasse of Nebraska wants to find out about the suspect in the killing of University of Iowa student Molly Tibbetts. Law enforcement has indicated that Christian Rivera is, in fact, in the U.S. illegally. But Rivera's lawyer, Alan Richards, says that's not so, although he says he can't provide any physical proof.
The proof would be he's been in the community for 7 years, working 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, without any issues.
USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Republican California Congressman Duncan Hunter and his wife in trouble with the law, and it could spell trouble for his seat in San Diego, at least from the perspective of the GOP. We get the latest from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
They've had this for a long time. This is a late hit.
California Congressman Republican Duncan Hunter telling Fox News it's pure politics and he did not misuse campaign cash, but he's been indicted. Hunter and his wife at the courthouse in San Diego pleading not guilty to charges they used $250,000 in campaign funds for personal expenses. The 60 counts range from wire fraud to falsifying records.
My prosecutor and the acting U.S. attorney that issued the court orders to search my house, my office, They had just attended a Hillary Clinton fundraiser with another U.S. attorney out of here in San Diego.
The former Marine tried to justify using campaign funds for an Italian vacation by scheduling a visit to a Navy base there, and when the Navy couldn't accommodate the date, Hunter allegedly told his chief of staff, tell the Navy to go F themselves.
And the New York City Council is now considering a bill that would ban soda pop from fast food kids' meals. Children would still be able to get a sugary drink at the city's 24,000 restaurants, but their parents would have to specifically ask for it. Water, milk, or 100% fruit juice would be the default beverage options for kids. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is bobburnspeaks.com, and I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hutton Chamber Radio, entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Greetings, couch potatoes across the country, around the world, on the radio and on the internet. I'm Kevin Carr, and you're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies. Today's new movies I'm going to be talking about include Alpha, Mile 22, Crazy Rich Asians, and a follow-up on The Meg. I'll also be talking about some news, the trailer park, and the home cinema roundup featuring Avengers Infinity War. But first, if you want to get in touch with me, you can email me at fatguys@fatguysatthemovies.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 740-205-6456. That's 740-205-6456. You can find me on the internet at fatguysatthemovies.com or facebook.com/fatguysatthemovies. And if you want to reach out to me on Twitter, I'm at twitter.com/KevinCarr.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
First piece of news I wanted to talk about is, you have to say, a rest in peace to Aretha Franklin. She passed away this week at the age of 76. That is a huge loss for the music world, and while I don't really cover music, she certainly had left an impact culturally throughout America, and not even just in music, but in movies. One of the best ways that movie fans have been remembering her this week has been through the Blues Brothers. If you remember that film from 1980, directed by John Landis, and of course starring John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd. But it also was well known for bringing out a lot of music stars. It had Cab Calloway do a bit. He performed Minnie the Moocher in the film. But Aretha Franklin, she of course played the wife of one of their friends at a diner, and throws into a Think tribute song. And this is one of the greatest soul singers ever, and had such a great range and such a great voice. And she's one of those people that you kind of grow up knowing. I grew up, and she was just part of the atmosphere. She was part of the world in terms of being such a well-known singer. I would say, you know, maybe Ella Fitzgerald was close to her as well, but Aretha Franklin was such a legend, even during her own time, and that's something that she kept up for many years. So yeah, she will be missed, and we have to give a final rest in peace to Aretha Franklin. The next piece of news I want to talk about is something that's a little bit old. I guess it kind of happened late last week. And that is the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences has announced a new category for the Oscars. And this is an interesting choice, how they did it. I'm not surprised that they're doing something like this, but it's an interesting choice of how they're doing it. And that is the category of Outstanding Achievement in Popular Film. Now, this is, I believe, a very direct response to the often criticized Oscars because they always have art films and significant movies. And every year, because I talk about the Oscars every year on the radio, and I'm always getting asked, well, the box office doesn't match the contenders. And every now and then you get something like when Avatar was nominated or when Titanic was nominated. And even something like Gladiator, you know, movies that win Best Picture that are bona fide $100 million plus movie hits are oftentimes focused on. But it's not uncommon to have the spread of films and the movies only making $15, $20 million, you know, maybe getting more after the big award season push that you get, but likely making more now on home video. I mean, you have movies like Get Out last year that was nominated, that was a big hit. But you also had movies like Lady Bird, which did well, but it wasn't, you know, it was nowhere near $500 million movie like some of the other films that are out there. And this is the Academy trying to stay relevant because the viewership is going down, interest in the Oscars going down. I don't think that has anything to do with the subject matter that they're picking, because they've always picked artsy-fartsy movies. The problem with the Oscars is it's a 4.5-hour ceremony that nobody needs to sit and watch anymore, and it's just filled with fluff and garbage. I DVR the thing every year, and then I go back and I watch the relevant moments. It takes me an hour and a half. Anybody with a smartphone or an internet connection and a computer can find out in real time what's happening at the Oscars. So the watching of the ceremony is unnecessary. Now, to that extent, they have also just said they're going to trim down the ceremony to just 3 hours. Still, 3 hours. Make it an hour and a half. Let Ricky Gervais be the host with no supervision and no vetting of his jokes, and just let it go. And then you'll get people to watch it. I'm sort of split on this because the whole thing is like for this year, they're going to say, oh, well, you know, the Mission Impossible 6 could get nominated for best, you know, outstanding achievement in popular film, or even Black Panther, which I think, if anything, this kills Black Panther's chance for a Best Picture nomination, although I thought that was a slim to none chance anyways. I mean, this is the Academy ultimately tipping its hat and saying, yes, we're not going to pick blockbusters. Even though they every now and then try to throw one in the nominations, like Mad Max Fury Road, which wasn't as, you know, certainly wasn't the biggest movie of that year, but it fit that blockbuster status. Is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing? I don't know. I'm indifferent to it myself because I don't think it is a good thing or a bad thing. I think it's the Oscars desperately trying to stay relevant, but I also don't think you need to equate best movie or good, even quality movie, with box office. If that were the case, then the Transformers movies would be the best movies ever made, and those things certainly aren't. You're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr. That sound means it's time to roll into the trailer park. The first one I want to hit really quickly, I'm going to do it out of order, is What Men Want, which opens on January 11th.
I'm so sick of this boys' club.
Every day is payday.
You don't connect well with men.
I know someone you should talk to.
I can help you connect with men. Why don't we have some tea?
I feel weird after last night.
Yeah, that's what happens when tequila meets desperation.
Okay, stop saying things you shouldn't be saying to your boss.
Holy crap, can you hear my inner thoughts?
I can hear your inner thoughts!
Why weren't you complaining about men trying to keep you down?
First of all, some of the scariest things you're ever going to see on the big screen are the terms coming this January or coming in September. Because those dates are some of the most notoriously terrible times for movies. Occasionally, you'll get a good horror movie dropping at that time, but usually September, like Labor Day frame, and especially right that first 2 weeks of January, when it's a January release and not something that's spilling over from award season or something that goes wide in January, even though it was released on December 21st in New York and L.A. What Men Want looks passable. It's a remake, essentially, of What Women Want, the one with Mel Gibson where he could read women's minds. To me, What Men Want, it's not all that interesting because you just walk around and guys would be like, I'd like to have sex with that. I want to eat a hot dog. I'd like to have sex with that. Give me a burger. I want a steak. I want sex. And that's what guys think. That's what guys want. So it's not that complex. I think they're going to work a little hard. I don't know. I feel sad for Taraji P. Henson because she's sort of getting locked into these early January releases that she really doesn't need to be. She's a much better actress than some of the crap that they're sending her away. The next one I want to hit, though, quickly is Widows, which opens on November 16th.
Something happened tonight, something bad. Mr. Mulligan, your family's been involved in Harry's life for many years. I need help.
I don't see what I can do.
Our husbands aren't coming back. We're on our own. My husband left me the plans for his next job. All I need is a crew to pull it off.
Why should we trust you anyway?
Because I'm the only one standing between you and a bullet in your head.
This one is directed by Steve McQueen, who, of course, did 12 Years a Slave and Shame. And this looks interesting. When I first heard the concept, it was Widows, and I see it's a bunch of actors. I'm like, oh, it's just going to be them sitting around complaining. No, this actually looks like it's a hardcore gangster kind of movie. With the women who are left behind trying to do one final score. And that, I actually think, looks really interesting. Viola Davis is a fantastic actor. I still want to see her do a wacky comedy because I'd love to see her do comedy. But this looks like it's an interesting movie. It certainly seems out of the box and very different from 12 Years a Slave or Shame. So I'm curious to see Steve McQueen emerge as an action director. Or at the very least, something that you would expect somebody like David Ayers to direct, or Peter Berg, and we'll talk about him later in the show. But I'm kind of looking forward to this one now. Anyways, that is it for this segment. I need to go to a break. When I come back, I'm going to follow up on the movie The Meg, because I gave it short shrift last week. You better think about what you're trying.
How are you enjoying this latest stock market roller coaster ride? You've worked too long and too hard to let market volatility and a tired old spend down strategy rob you of your retirement savings. We're Sound Income Strategies, and baby boomers who have heard our message and called for a free income kit now understand the secret to a great retirement is our middle name, Income.
for your free, no-obligation income kit. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234 to speak to an income specialist. Call now. 866-913-1234.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm.
Sound Income Strategies. The secret to a great retirement is in our middle name, income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Call now. 866-913-1234.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And welcome back to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr. Let's jump into the movie reviews. I'm actually going to do a late movie review here because I was gone last week. I actually went on vacation. I get some time off now and then. Now, there was a show last week, of course, and you listened to me talk about Black Klansman and that. But around that time, I also took a chunk of the week off. That's one of the reasons I missed the Meg. They screened it twice. I mean, they certainly put it out there. Warner Brothers had no problem getting that movie seen. And I respect the heck out of them for that. But I went on a cruise. And I've been on cruises before. This was my 10th cruise. And I'm not wealthy. I work in radio, for crying out loud. But I like cruising. I find that very fun. So my wife and I took my mother. I know, isn't that cheesy? I took my mom on a cruise. But she'd never been on a cruise, and she's of an advanced age. I will tell you this. If you're with somebody who has mobility issues, you do get put to the front of the line a lot. And we weren't, like, gaming that system. I know people will game that system, like, in Disneyland. People will basically hire somebody who's in a wheelchair to get them to the front of the line for the Disneyland rides, which that's not what we were doing. We were literally just trying to get my mom on a boat. Now, of course, we went to the Bahamas, and there's always the concern of sharks. And we're going to be talking about the Meg in this segment. And I think there was very little chance of a megalodon coming up out of the ocean and eating us. But there is the worry of sharks. I mean, sharks are real. Although shark attacks are so rare. Shark attacks do occur, but I mean, you can count them on one hand, or what's left of one hand. But I told my mom and my wife, I said I wouldn't worry about shark attacks because, like, Shark Week was last week, and all the sharks are taking some time off. They're relaxing. They're taking their own vacation because they're so busy because it's Shark Week. Who wants to work after Shark Week? It was interesting going on a cruise and swimming in the ocean while there was a major shark movie being released in the theaters. And I've done movies like Jaws. I remember when I was in college, they did what was called a Jaws swim along or something like that, where they showed Jaws in the pool. And that's kind of fun. I mean, it was a pool. I mean, it's a pool. There's very little chance of a great white shark attacking you in a pool. I remember reading that back when The Shallows came out. That's the one with Blake Lively where she's surfing and the great white boxers are in on the reef. There was like an actual live swim event in the ocean during that movie. I don't know if I could handle that. I don't know if I could go swim in the open ocean and watch a shark movie. That would just be too much. I would probably panic and drown. As it was, I carry my own flotation device. So I can usually float on the surface of the water without any assistance. That is my defense strategy. I can also go limp and not splash around like an animal in distress. So the sharks just go right by me and they go after the skinny swimmers that are trying to stay afloat because those idiots don't have any body fat on them. But because I was on the cruise, I didn't get to go see the Meg. And a loyal listener, Chris from Florida, wrote to me and said that last week's show was a Meg a tease. So bravo for that pun that my 10-year-old would love. Because I didn't really review it because I didn't see it. But I couldn't give it a preemptive suck because they screened it. I was on a boat. But right now I'm going to talk about the Meg. Let's talk about the Meg because I think it's worth mentioning because it made so much money last weekend. You're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr. So in the Meg, you have Jason Statham versus a giant prehistoric shark from the deep. Boom.
What you people discovered is bigger than we ever thought possible.
How big is that thing?
It was the largest shark that ever existed.
A living fossil.
Thought to have been extinct over 2 million years. Wrong.
My God.
It's Megalodon.
He's kidding, right?
A lot of people are comparing this movie to Jaws, obviously, because it's a giant shark. And Jaws itself, first of all, we have to understand, Jaws itself was a giant shark. Great white sharks grow to be 10. I think the biggest is like 12 or 14 feet, which is big. That's a significantly large shark. You do not want to encounter that shark in the wild. But Jaws, I think, was like 20 or more feet. Jaws was already physically larger than most great white sharks. But the Meg dwarfs all of that. The Meg, which is a prehistoric megalodon shark, which is essentially just, there's some, the original consensus was that it was basically just a giant great white shark that was 5 times larger, but essentially, anatomy-wise, it was kind of the same. And that's usually how you see megalodons represented in popular culture for sure, but in artist renderings and that sort of thing. But there's some evidence that it may not have looked exactly like a great white shark. They don't quite know because it's a lot of it just teeth because there's not a whole lot of bones left because sharks are cartilaginous creatures. So they don't leave skeletons very long and certainly not for tens of millions of years. However, I would compare this movie a lot closer to Deep Blue Sea. That was the Rennie Harlan movie that came out in the 90s. That's the one where Samuel L. Jackson gets eaten in one of the best death scenes ever. We're not going to fight anymore. Chomp. And the reason I compare it to Deep Blue Sea, part of it is because Deep Blue Sea takes place in an underwater facility, and about half the movie does take place in an underwater facility. Jaws is a very different storyline. Jaws is a land-based movie about one guy trying to convince people that a monster is loose. That is what Jaws is. It's a monster movie at its heart, and it's a character study of these guys who go out. It's an allegory to Moby Dick. Of course, Ahab, represented by Quint in that movie. This one's very different. This is a little bit more of, like I said, Deep Blue Sea. This research team's fighting this shark. And the thing that works in this movie is it's Jason Statham. Let's just say it's Jason Statham is what works in this movie. Everybody else is dispensable, is disposable. It could be cast. Anybody else could have been cast in it. But Jason Statham makes it work because that's kind of the star power Jason Statham has, and more power to him. I mean, I think that's good for him. I mean, I'm not going to disparage Jason Statham for milking his career the way he has. Good for him. But the rest of the cast is sort of dispensable, and a lot of them are eaten, so that's okay. I mean, Rainn Wilson is in it. He's kind of funny as sort of the Elon Musk billionaire who's funding the research and development. But this is not a Jaws-type movie. This is also maybe a little bit more like Piranha, because, of course, it has the beach attack scene, which gets a little absurd because the Megalodon is so large. It would be like a human being attacking an area that had Cheetos. You know, it's not exactly a big meal. It takes all the energy that it's going to digest out of a human being. It will take swimming to the next human being. That's the downfall of this movie, is megalodons were so huge, they ate whales and other giant sharks. So it just isn't worth them hunting humans. And so this one does get a little bit into that sort of Jaws 4 area where the shark's stalking them. And it's absurd, but it's fun. It's not as great as some people have said it is. I enjoyed it. I don't know if it was worth the money it made at the box office, but more power to them. Warner Brothers knew how to market this one. August is a good time for shark movies because we got The Shallows, and didn't we get 47 Meters Down last year about this time? Good shark movie's not bad, even when you're on a boat yourself in the middle of the ocean. So I'm still going to have to say my final rating on the Meg is It Kinda Rocks.
It Kinda Rocks.
That's it for the segment. I need to go to a break. When I come back, I'm going to be talking about Alpha and Crazy Rich Asians.
Shouldn't your home be your own? Custom? One of a kind? Introducing Custom Fabric Design, exclusively from Budget Blinds. Now you're the designer. We'll help you pick a pattern that matches your style perfectly. Next, choose from every color in the rainbow. Then take your pick of six luxurious fabrics. Now we do the rest. Budget Blinds will turn your design into beautiful custom drapes and pillows just for you. That's Custom Fabric Design, only from Budget Blinds. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. See for yourself. Call for a free consultation right at home. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS or go to budgetblinds.com. This is yours alone for your one-of-a-kind home. So call 855-BUDGETBLINDS. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS now. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Some elections officials in Georgia scrapping a widely condemned proposal. It would have eliminated most of the polling places in a majority black county in Georgia. The elections board, though, saying it's voted against the plan to close 7 of 9 voting locations in that rural county. Officials say an independent consultant had earlier recommended the consolidation as a way to save money, and that the consultant has since been fired. There's some disappointing news coming in about the health of an American patriot.
The bell tolls for us, my friends. Humanity counts on us, and we ought to take measured pride in that.
The voice of Republican Senator John McCain reading from his recently published memoir. This morning, McCain has announced that the cancer in his brain is continuing to make progress, and he's chosen to stop pursuing medical treatment. This is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
And welcome back to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr. Let's continue on with the movie reviews for new ones this week. And the first one I want to talk about is Alpha. In Europe, 20,000 years ago, a young man is left for dead during a prehistoric hunt and befriends a wolf that helps him make the journey home.
At the end of the last ice age, when our world was a harsh and unforgiving place, a boy who was separated from his family found a wolf separated from its pack.
I had seen posters for this for months, not knowing anything about it. I mean, yeah, I know I had an internet connection. I could have looked that up anytime, but who has time for that nonsense? This movie is very out of the box. And it's because of its out of the boxness that I have respect for it. It's essentially a prehistoric man movie. There was a movie 10,000 BC. It's way better than that. That thing was garbage. This is a good, solid attempt at tribalistic human culture. Takes place in Europe 20,000 years ago during the Ice Age, and they're doing a hunt, and they're hunting buffalo or sort of whatever the version of European buffalo was 20,000 years ago. It's not in English. It's in the tribal dialect. And in a lot of ways reminds me of Apocalypto, the Mel Gibson movie, which is about, I believe, the Mayans and the tribe, a tribe of people that get kind of caught up in the Mayan slaughtering of people. And so this movie, there's no English in it whatsoever, which I think is kind of a bold choice. Now, it's directed by Albert Hughes, who's best known for being one half of the Hughes brothers. They don't work together anymore. I think the last movie they did together was The Book of Eli. Denzel Washington trying to bring a Bible to one place or the other. They've also cut their teeth doing hardcore gangster films like Menace to Society and Dead Presidents back in the 90s. I respect the heck out of Albert Hughes for making a movie like this, because this is not a movie that's an easy sell, because it's very low on dialogue, and what dialogue it is it's in a tribal dialect and it uses subtitles. But it is a beautiful looking movie. It is this cross between an Ice Age film and 300, because it has in the action sequences, you know, the slow motion shot, these wide, impressive ramping shots, and it looks beautiful. It looks gorgeous. It does take a while to get through. It's like I said, it's not a fast moving film, but it's an attempt to show what would have been the early bonding between humans and wolves. And this is the start of the species Canis familiaris, which would be the standard domesticated dog. In that sense, it's really interesting. And for a dog lover, it's kind of cool. I would not say, hey, because it's got a dog on the poster, or a wolf, actually. But because it has what looks like a dog on the poster does not mean that it's a boy and his dog kind of movie. Do not bring a five-year-old to this. More, they're going to get bored than they are going to be shocked and traumatized by it, although it does have some violence to it. It's about tribal hunting and saber-toothed cats attacking people. So, in terms of sort of that prehistoric movie, I actually enjoyed it. more than I thought I would. Like I said, I went in not knowing anything about it. And it kept my interest. So I have to say that overall, while it's not perfect, it has some slow parts. And I'm not totally sold on Cody Smith McPhee, who plays the main character. But I think he does a fine job. The dog's cute, or the wolf. So ultimately, I'm going to have to say this one kind of rocks.
It kind of rocks.
You're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr. Let's talk about Crazy Rich Asians. And by that, I mean the movie, not actual people. This Cinderella romance follows an average Chinese-American woman who falls in love with a man who happens to be super-duper wealthy, and he takes her to Singapore to meet his family.
Rich, we've been dating for over a year now, and I think it's about time people met my beautiful girlfriend. What about us taking an adventure east?
Like Queens?
Singapore, Colin's wedding. Don't you want to be my family?
I hardly know anything about them. Every time I bring them up, Nick changes the subject.
The Nick you're dating is Nick Young?
Yeah, you guys know them or something?
I chose to raise a family. For me, it was a privilege. But for you, you may think it's old-fashioned.
Don't you want Nick to be happy?
I know you're not what Nick needs.
There's two ways to look at this movie. On one hand, you can just look at it as a rom-com, and that's really what it is. And when you boil it down to it, it's the Cinderella story. It's a romantic comedy. It's something that you can go to on date night. It's something that you can go to with girls' night out. It's a cute movie. It's a sweet little romance. The guy's a good guy. Nothing really wrong with him. It's not complex in terms of their relationship. And it follows that standard pattern of the outsider trying to win approval of the family and of the people. And she doesn't just have to win approval because she's from a lower class of citizen. And by say that, by lower class, I don't mean she's poor. She's not like a bike messenger or something like that. She's a professor at like NYU. So that's poor compared to the super crazy rich Asians that she goes to see, because they live in like a $200 million mansion. But overall, she comes from a lower socioeconomic level, and her mom is kind of a nobody. So she doesn't have any sort of money or fame or status behind her. But she also has to cross the cultural barriers, because even though she's of Chinese descent, she's Chinese American, she's Chinese American. And the American hyphenation can get issues with sort of the old country or the other country where everyone comes from. The Chinese and the Chinese descent from Singapore in the movie are looked down on her because they're like, well, you buck tradition, you do whatever you want to, which is, first of all, that's not anything that's limited to just Asian cultures. That's everywhere. You watch any movie about somebody from America facing their family back home in Ireland or their family back home in Italy. Any of these famous immigrant movies are like, oh, don't just chase your dreams. You have to do family and work with people. Even a movie like Coco, which is about Mexico, does deal with the family first issue of not leaving the home and supporting the family, which is, while Americans support the family, there is a chase your dream attitude in America that is a stumbling block in this movie. For her, in terms of their relationship. So as a rom-com, it totally works. It's sweet. It's adorable. It's a beautiful-looking movie. It's very vibrant and colorful. It's absurd at times, and it does kind of have that, gee, isn't it nice to be wealthy attitude? Because like, even there's even a scene where she gets upset and she leaves the mansion. She goes to her friend's house who lives in another opulent house. It's not a $200 million mansion, but it has a gate. It has a fountain. It has gold on the walls. So there's that. But the other reason that it's making a lot of news is because it's, I believe, the first studio-produced, not acquired, but studio-produced film featuring a majority Asian-American cast, or Asian cast, since, like, the Joy Luck Club. And there's something to be said for people wanting to see themselves represented in movies. Even if it's not them exactly, they want to see their race represented in movies. That's one of the reasons why the Fast and Furious movies do so well across the board, is because it's a diverse cast and it's a diverse world. Now, if you're looking for Asians represented in movies, there's an entire continent of filmmakers making movies that are just about Asians. It's the Chinese cinema, Hong Kong cinema, Japanese cinema, Korean cinema. But those are Korean or Japanese or Chinese. This is Asian American, and there's a difference. And I think it's significant, but I wouldn't put too much weight on that, because then you're making it that's the reason that it's doing well. And I think it's going to do well because it's a nice romantic comedy. And if you overstate it, then they're going to say, well, we'll make another movie like this, and it may not be a good movie, and the Asian Americans don't go see it because it's not that good, not because it doesn't have them in them. And then they're going to be like, oh, no more Asian American movies. You know, it's the same thing with Black Panther. Black Panther certainly got a huge boost because it was the first major black superhero that got his own movie in the Marvel Universe. But it was also a really good movie. It would not have made as much money if it wasn't that good. And take that all with a grain of salt with the big fat white guy talking about cultural significance, because what the heck do I know? But still, ultimately, I'm going to have to say Crazy Rich Asians kind of rocks.
It kind of rocks.
That's it for this segment. I need to go to a break. When I come back, I'm going to review Mile 22, talk about the box office, and the home cinema roundup featuring Avengers Infinity War.
How are you enjoying this latest stock market roller coaster ride? You've worked too long and too hard to let market volatility and a tired old spend down strategy rob you of your retirement savings. We're Sound Income Strategies, and baby boomers who have heard our message and called for a free income kit now understand the secret to a great retirement is our middle name, Income.
For your free, no obligation income kit, call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234 to speak to an income specialist. Call now. 866-913-1234.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisory firm.
Sound Income Strategies. The secret to a great retirement is in our middle name, Income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Call now. 866-913-1234.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
And welcome back to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr. Let's continue on and finalize the movie reviews with Mile 22. An elite government squad must transport a political prisoner through a hostile country to the airport to extradite him in order to get information on weapons of mass destruction.
According to the government, we do not exist, but we're very real.
We're unpredictable, highly trained, and we save millions of lives. If we fail, there is no backup plan. We are Overwatch, but we get things done.
My government is planning an attack on the United States.
I trust you.
Put me on a plane and I'll give you everything.
Deliver that package to here, Mile 22.
It's not uncommon for Mark Wahlberg to have an action movie coming out in either January or August. I remember he would do that periodically. There, I can't remember all of the movies he's been in, but he's been in a whole bunch of them that were just these throw-off action movies. Once he started doing, like, the Transformer films, he's always been kind of a movie star for years, but those were the ones that kind of propelled him to the blockbuster status. But he was sort of like, for a while there, like Liam Neeson, where he could do these sort of gritty action movies, and they'd be just these one-offs, and he had his own little cottage industry. And that's essentially what they're trying to do here with this movie. Now, it's directed by Peter Berg, and Peter Berg has done some big movies that have been bombastic and stupid, like Battleship, and he's done more realistic, specific movies like Lone Survivor or Friday Night Lights. A lot of people know him from that. I'm not a big Peter Berg fan. I do not think he's a great director. I think some of his movies are good. I thought Lone Survivor was fine for what it was. I think that he's always been kind of a Michael Bay wannabe, and that is evidenced by him making Battleship, which was a Hasbro property that he wanted to turn into a big bombastic action franchise, and it didn't. But I'm just not a huge fan of Berg's movies. He's done the more pragmatic, realistic movies. Like, he did that one about the Boston Marathon bombing. He did that movie, The Kingdom, which was about terrorism and fighting the war on terror in the Middle East. So he's done some significant work, and I think that's his better stuff. This one is still just a big, stupid, bombastic movie that's just sort of disguised as a more serious one. But it's not anything real, it is loud. And the action's not even good, because there's some action scenes that are decent, but there's other action scenes that there's a whole scene where they're like in the building. They're in a building, they're in like a hallway complex, and they're in there for like 20 minutes. I don't know if it's 20 minutes, but they're in there for a long time, and it's boring. And I'm like, get out of there. And it's not a good, vibrant action movie. It's murky, it's hard to see, and yeah, you got explosions, and on one hand, he's making these explosions like more realistic explosions with less big fireballs, even though he has those fireball explosions in there, but it might be more realistic of what action movies look like, but it doesn't hold a candle to stuff like Atomic Blonde when they were doing action scenes in that in sort of these close quarters. But the biggest problem I had with it is there are no good guys in this movie. Even the good guys aren't good guys. They're awful people. It reminds me a little bit of that movie. I believe it was Sabotage that had Schwarzenegger trying to make his return to movies after his governor of California term was over. And it was directed by David Ayers, I believe. And this movie was about this SWAT team or this elite team. And everybody was awful. Everybody was corrupt, and everybody was a jerk, and I didn't feel anything for the characters. That was my problem with that movie. That's my problem with this movie. Mile 22, I don't care about anybody. Yeah, they're supposed to be saving millions of people from a terrorist attack, but they're just a-holes to everybody and to each other. I have a lot of trouble watching a movie and getting behind characters that are supposed to be the heroes or the good guys, but you just don't like them. And it's not just because they're at their core murderers, because that's what their job. They go in and they have to kill people. I can rationalize that. It's just they seem like jerks. But even more than that, half this movie is Mark Wahlberg monologuing. He constantly is talking, and he's giving speech after speech after speech. It's so bad that an hour into the film, John Malkovich's character literally says to him, quit monologuing. And then Malkovich's character proceeds to monologue for about 5 minutes about nonsense. This is one of the most overwritten, under-enthusiastic films I've seen this year. I did not have a good time. Mile 22 totally sucks.
It sucks.
You're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr. Let's talk about the box office really quick. It was a big deal last week for The Meg. The Meg did extremely well. It exceeded expectations, $45 million over the weekend, which is fantastic for an opening weekend in August. Now, granted, it's not at the level of like the first Guardians of the Galaxy or Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, but for just a stupid dumb shark movie, $45 million is pretty doggone good, especially when the only star behind it you have is Jason Statham, who's not like consistently delivering $40, $50 million opening weekends. The star of this was Jason Statham, absolutely, but the star of it was also the Megalodon. And that's good for the film. I mean, good for this movie. We're going to get a sequel. You know we're going to get a sequel. This movie's going to top off with over $100 million. Of course it's going to get a sequel. I mean, the budget was over $100 million, but once you throw in international box office and the fact that it has well-known Chinese actors in it, that's going to help. And it's set partly in Asia there. So there's a reason that they do this. It's not just Crazy Rich Asians that are casting Asians and Asian Americans. The other movies around, that's why in like, the Independence Day sequel, that's why they cast a Chinese star from Chinese movies in the movie that nobody in America recognized. That's how Hollywood works now, because China is a huge market for this stuff. Mission Impossible's doing well. Christopher Robin's still out there doing pretty decently. Slender Man, I mean, for its low budget, it did fine. It was like about $11 million. And Black Klansman made just under $11 million. And again, off a $15 million budget, that's great. And this thing's going to live through award season. So keep your eye on that one. And then outside of the top 10 was Dog Days. Nobody expected that to do very well. It made just a couple million. You're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr. That sound means it's time to roll into the home cinema roundup. The big movie this week on DVD and Blu-ray is finally Avengers Infinity War is available for home viewing. Now, it's been as on demand. It's been one you could get streaming for a couple weeks, but now you can get the Blu-ray, which has the bonus features, and that's really the reason to see it. Thanos is coming, and it's up to the heroes in the Marvel Universe to stop him from utilizing the Infinity Gauntlet.
The entire time I knew him, he only ever had one goal. To wipe out half the universe. If he gets all the Infinity Stones, he can do it with the snap of his fingers.
Tell me his name again.
Thanos.
We have what Thanos wants, so that's what we use.
There's not a whole lot more I can say about this film. It's a well-done movie. It is definitely worth the coming together of all the Marvel characters. It certainly juggles them a lot better than Avengers Age of Ultron. That one was scattered everywhere. Here they got most of the characters back, and they do really well working with each other. And the Russo brothers are able to bounce around storylines from all the different movies, everything from Guardians of the Galaxy to Thor to Captain America to Tony Stark. So you have all these different characters that are spread very thinly through the movie, but they treat it more as vignettes. And it's Thanos' movie. He's the one who's got the overreaching arc. I don't want to say too much because, I mean, I'm assuming most people have seen it, but if you haven't, still worth checking out on DVD and Blu-ray. And the bonus features aren't spectacular. There's some good stuff. There's a handful of featurettes that's always nice to have, and deleted scenes, and of course, an audio commentary, which is always worth listening to, and that adds quality to the disc because you can watch it twice, which is like 5 hours of footage now because the movie itself is 2.5. And then, of course, the gag reel. Always fun, the gag reel in the Marvel films. There could be a little bit more stuff on there, but that's okay. I imagine when they finally do the next Avengers movies, there's going to be like a two-pack that's going to be this like collector's edition with both films and even more bonus features. But we still have to wait till next summer. This book ended the summer, beginning of the summer. It opened at the end of the summer. You've got the Blu-ray. This has been an Avengers summer, and it's one of Marvel's biggest years. Still sticking with my review of Avengers Infinity War, that it rocks.
It rocks.
Excellent!
Other releases this week include How to Talk to Girls at Parties, plus re-releases of Return of the Living Dead and The Unborn from Screen Factory. I'm going to take a little more time next week to talk about both of those because I think they're worth getting into and showing a little bit of love for some early Halloween horror movie watching. But that is it for the show. I need to go. When I come back next week, I'm going to be talking about The Happy Time Murders and AXL. Until then, have a fat time at the movies.
It
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-325-0170. That's 800-325-0170. 800-325-0170.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Senator John McCain will discontinue medical treatment for his brain cancer. That's according to a statement that was released today by his family. McCain was diagnosed last summer, and he did make one final speech on the Senate floor.
I've been a member of the United States Senate for 30 years. I had another long, if not as long, career before I arrived here, another profession that was profoundly rewarding, and in which I had experiences and friendships that I revere. But make no mistake, my service here is the most important job I've had in my life.
Today, the Trump Organization CFO was granted immunity by federal prosecutors for providing information about Michael Cohen in the criminal investigation into hush money payments for two women during the 2016 presidential campaign. Hurricane Lane continues to turn toward Hawaii, with parts of the Big Island already seeing over 31 inches of rain. This is USA Radio News.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Endro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Endro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials, what, for a decade? I was like, you know, I'm just going to try it. My pants are, like, falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Endro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
When it comes to President Trump's promise that America will dominate space, Vice President Mike Pence has a message for the naysayers. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The United States Department of Space Force will be a reality by the year 2020.
The vice president saying that during a visit to the Johnson Space Center in Houston on Thursday, saying the administration wants the U.S. to return to the moon as well as do some other lofty things.
Our administration is swiftly advancing the most important precursor to outposts on the moon and the mission to Mars, the first space station that will orbit our nearest neighbor, the Lunar Orbital Platform.
The president's proposal for doing it through a sixth branch of the military has gotten mixed reviews from most lawmakers and many military officials. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Journalist and former host of Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous, Robin Leach, died last night. He was 76 years old. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
As many parents get back into that routine of getting their children off to school, or maybe you've just started that routine as your child already began school,
has made both mine and my husband's life easier.
As a urological surgeon, I highly recommend Men's Liberty. It's simply the best option available, and I've seen how it changes lives.
Men's Liberty is covered by Medicare and most major health insurance plans. Say goodbye to painful catheters, expensive diapers, and embarrassing accidents, odors, or infections. Call 888-827-7549 to receive a free week's supply with your order. Call 888-827-7549. That's 888-827-7549. 888-827-7549.
We negotiated this outcome for Cosmo to be very honest, forthright, and truthful in what occurred within the last week and a half.
Attorney Paul Lang, who is representing Cosmo DiNardo, the man who admitted killing four missing Pennsylvania men.
He confessed to his participation or commission in the murders of four young men.